Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. Wherever you are, we welcome you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus is Lord over the United States, over Zambia, over whatever country you are living in, unless you have decreed and declared that you're going to serve the devil. But thank God, light is coming from us here in Dallas. We are preaching the uncompromised gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, beloved ones, it's been a joy talking to you and ministering to the almost 8,000 people who have been listening to our broadcast. That's what our graphs tell us, that we are reaching 8,000 people around the world. You know, we were in Plano, and we are planning to open up a branch church in Plano under the Word of Life Bible Church Fellowship International. We had a good meeting last Sunday, and we did go live on Facebook. We received tremendous response. For our go live, we had over 300 views, 300 people who saw our caption that was, broadcast and was put up on Facebook. Well, we're going to be there again, and we'll let you know the time, and we'll let you know the Facebook Live broadcast, so you can take part and follow us as we strategize in Plano. All right? One thing I know for sure, God wants us to win Plano for Him. See, there are reasons sometimes when God is leading you into a place you can't understand naturally. But I know as a man of God that God wants us at this time to be in Plano and reach that city for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to be in prayer. We will continue to pray. And I know wherever you are, you please pray for us. Pray as we go to Plano, as we reach the souls there. Our Bible school is running the Word of Life Bible College online. And I thank all the students who have been so faithful and have been studying since January. They graduate in May of 2017, but classes end in December. In actual fact, we're getting very close to the ending of the classes, and I thank all the students who have been so faithful and committed to the vision of the school. We have the 2017 school year commencing, and please, we ask you, wherever you are, if you are interested to accelerate in your studies, you are very welcome to join us at the Word of Life Bible College here in Dallas, Texas, studies online. Well, friends, today I would like us to share the Word of God, and I would like us to teach from the Word of God, and the title of my teaching today is... You know, we have been having lectures in the book of Hebrews, but today we are taking a little bit of diversion. It says if you got your tablet or whatever you're looking at and following our teaching, it says Bishop Dr. Lawrence and Tarina Mwamba present how to get out of cycle of poverty. Now, what is poverty? Poverty is to go without. Poverty is to be in actual lack. Now, when Jesus came almost 2,000 years ago, He delivered us from the spirit of poverty. Now, poverty can be so detrimental. That's why many countries of the third world, we have India, we have many other countries, we have even Haiti very close here to the United States. They dedicated their country to the devil. Can you imagine? And guess what the devil comes with? Poverty. People are living in abject poverty in Haiti when just a short distance away from their shores to the United States, we are in abundance here in America. Abundance. but just a stone throw to Haiti, they are in total poverty. Why? It's the devil. You can even see very clearly. How can you dedicate your country to the devil? What do you expect him to give you? So the people of Haiti got poverty from the devil. People die of sicknesses. Water is not running in places. There are earthquakes going on and stuff like that that are yucky and achy and yucky. You know, many countries of the world have pockets of abject poverty. You see, depending on the scale of poverty that is reigning in a nation, that's how that country can be rated on the GDP as a poor country. The GDP is a measurement that is accrued by the economists to measure the wealth of a nation. The higher your GDP, the better is the life in that country, and the better are the people who live in that country. Now, we know very well the key to curing poverty as of now is education. When you go to school, you begin the primary school, you go to high school, you go to college, your university. Education will easily take you out of poverty. Why? Because, you see, you learn and graduate and obtain a degree. You become specialized in a particular field, maybe engineering or as a medical doctor or as a psychologist or as a lawyer or as a whatever field you choose. Because of the learning you have received, it makes life easy because the bracket in which you'll be economically will be higher than if you had never been to college. The money you get will be more than somebody who has never been to college. The privileges that will come before you will be much broader than somebody who has never been to college. That's what it is. But then also there is the gifting from God, the spirit of prosperity. You see, there are spirits. This poverty is a spirit, you see. You know, when you read the book of Luke, the Bible tells us Jesus, when he came and he opened up the book in Jerusalem, he said to the people who were looking on him, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, opening of sight to the blind, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of liberty." Now, why did Jesus first say, "I've come to preach to the poor"? Both the poor spiritually speaking to the things of God and poor in material things. The reason he came to preach to the poor was that he could make the poor be poor no more, remove the spirit of poverty. Let me tell you what. Poverty is a spirit. You can have money, but if you have a spirit of poverty, you will still meander in poverty. You won't look like you really have money. But when you have a spirit of prosperity on your life, even though you don't have that much money, but because of the spirit of prosperity that is upon your life, the things you touch and the things you do will show a great level of prosperity just because the spirit of the Lord of prosperity is with you. You see, when you look in the Bible, there were men of God who were so blessed of God, people like Abraham. God said to him, "In blessing, I'll bless you." He says, "I'll bless you going out, I'll bless you coming in, and whatsoever you put your hands to do shall be blessed." That was the promise that God gave to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. And he said, "If you shall heed and abide to what is written in this book, the book of the law, then blessed shall you be coming in and blessed shall you be going out. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. You shall be above only and not beneath." You see, that promise was given to the children of Israel if they followed the dictates of the Word of God, if they followed what was written in the Bible. You see, Abraham, because of the promise of God, this man who was from the heir of the Chaldees, or the Chaldees, where he was, I think, in some kind of level of poverty, he never experienced the prosperity of God. He served idols when God met him. But God changed Abraham, together with his wife Sarah, to the extent that he was blessed of the Lord. You know, Abraham, when he left the heir of the Chaldees to go to where God had promised him, he took Lot with him. The Bible tells us that God blessed Abraham so greatly that even his nephew Lot was so blessed that they had cattle, they had sheep, they had all these animals in abundance, that the workers who looked after their animals began to quarrel, because they would say, "Hey, Lord, you took our master's cattle. It's in your mix, and you took this, you did that." The workers, the headmen, the servants of both Lord and Abram began to quarrel because of prosperity. You know, I lived with the Archbishop Peter Hosa, like I say all the time, in Nigeria. For the first time, I was exposed to a high level of prosperity I'd never seen before, a man of God. This man was blessed. There was no day from the time I knew him when he was broke. He had money in his hands, and the money he had all the time were brand new notes from the bank. He had Mercedes-Benz cars. He had Jaguar type of vehicles. He had mansions. He had built this huge house, fenced all around. He had such abundance, a lot of clothing. You know, I lived with him, and it said that if you move with a man of God very closely every day, you catch their spirit. And I do believe I caught the spirit of the Archbishop, because when I left Nigeria and came back to Zambia, man, prosperity followed me and has been following me ever since. And I can assure you, I'll never meander in poverty, I'll never walk in mediocrity, I'll never be poor in my life, for God is with me, and have an anointing from the Archbishop of abundance and prosperity on my life. Not only that, Richard Roberts, we became very close friends. When he came to Zambia, he laid hands on me to receive that spirit of prosperity and abundance. See, Richard Roberts, his father's ministry, the Oral Roberts University, it's all an exemplification of great power and blessing from the hand of the Lord. It's prosperity. But you see, there are scriptures I want us to look at here as we go on in our study of how to get out of the cycle of poverty. In John 10:10, Jesus spoke to his disciples and those who followed him. He said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant. The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy." Now, when Jesus said that "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly," what does that word "abundantly" mean? Oral Roberts, who was so blessed of the Lord, lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and founded the Oral Roberts University, which he built from scratch. He used to say, abundance means having more than the ordinary, having more than enough. When you are in an abundance stage, you have more than enough. And he always used to give an example of the windows of heaven. He said that, you know, God spoke to the children of Israel. He said, "Give, and it shall be given unto thee." Excuse me. "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Then he also said in Malachi 3:10, he said, "Bring your tithes and offerings unto mine house, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me herewith if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will be no enough room for you to receive it. Now, Oral Roberts used to ask, I say, how big are the windows of heaven? Can you imagine when the windows of heaven were opened, there was flooding all over the earth and people perished because the gates of heaven, the windows of heaven were opened. Now God says, bring your tithes and offering in my house and prove me herewith if I'll not open up the windows of heaven. So these windows are so big that when you give, God will bless you. Now, in Proverbs 23, verse 20 to 21, he says this, be not among wine bibbers, among righteous eaters of the flesh. Verse 21. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. See that? How do you come out of the cycle of poverty? You do that by not being among the people who drink wine. Drunkards and righteous eaters. People are careless in eating. They go and feast and eat and eat and eat. That's what he's saying here. For the drunkard and the glutton means those who are taken up with eating, shall come to poverty. If you like so much of the feasting, you like all these nice things, which are very expensive, the Bible says you will come to poverty and drowsiness shall clothe you with rags. Verse 13 of Proverbs 20. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. What does that mean? It means that if you sleep all the time and you're not active in your life, you will end up in poverty. That's what the scripture is saying. When you like sleep and you hate hard work, you just want to sleep and relax and just throw your leg and just take it easy in Zion, the resultant effect will be that you end up in poverty and rags. That's what he's saying here. You'll be in total poverty. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. You see that? Proverbs 21, verse 17 says, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. If you like pleasure, you know, pleasure costs a lot of money. You know, I remember one time, you know, when I just said, oh, wait, let me have a good time. I tell you, a good time costs money. And especially a good time when you go to expensive places. You go there where there's feasting and you go where there is drinking. You know, one glass of wine will cost you like $4 or $5. And then here you are maybe with $60. How many glasses of wine are you going to drink? Not that much. And when you drink, you know, over like $60-some, you know, then again the next day you want to drink another $60, $120. For 7 days in a week, how much is that? You are talking of some couple of $1,000. You see what I'm saying? So it's important for you to regulate yourself. Don't be a gluttony. Don't drink. Don't like expensive foods and all that. Just be moderate. See? Proverbs 13, verse 18 says, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction, but he that regardeth the reproof shall be honored. What is to refuse instruction? When you don't want to listen to what is being taught you, when the pastor is telling you that you need to give in for you to prosper, you need to be a person who accepts the blessings of the Lord by giving to the church or giving to the ministries that are ministering to you, and you refuse to obey, you are refusing instruction. The Bible said poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction. Simple. You cannot listen to what we are saying. You think we are proud. You think we don't know what we are doing. You think you are more than wise than we are. You think we are just some desperate a young men or whatever you might call us who are desperate for money and they've got nothing going for them. And if you painted that picture, it's a very sorry picture. Then you don't know, you know, who God is. Let me tell you what. God will bless those who obey him. Simple. When God gives stipulations and directions of blessing, those who obey them shall be blessed. See, we are dealing with the God of Israel here. We are dealing with the God of Jacob. We are dealing with the God Almighty, the great and mighty God of Israel. That's the God we are dealing with. He's the one saying to us that love not sleep. He's the one saying to us that watch yourself, for you can, you know, end up in total poverty. See? Now, you see there in the book of Proverbs, in chapter number 5, he says here, in verse 7, hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. See that? I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. See that? Now, he is just giving us a heads up that we need to be a people that remove frowardness from our mouth. Don't take poverty. Don't talk with things or spend time with vanity things that are not going to lead you anywhere. See there in the book of Proverbs and chapter number 6. See what it says in verse 6. It says, Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide or overseer or ruler, provideth a meat in the summer and gathereth a food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. See that? All the book of Proverbs here in 6 is telling us is to take sleep away from our eyes. You see, it's good to sleep. I enjoy sleep, man. It's so sweet because the body rests. We get renewed, and you know, and if, you know, by God's grace, we have the nice, beautiful garments, it shows forth, you know, our spirituality as we accelerate in the things of God. You see, when you accelerate in God, God is not going to give you rags. He's not going to let you walk in total poverty. When prosperity comes upon your life, listen to me, you're going to have a nice house. You're going to have nice things, a nice car, nice cutlery in your house, nice lawn suite, nice birds, nice clothes on your body. Then God will give you wisdom on how to create things, how to cause things to be beautified, and things that will really bring peace to you when God imparts the wisdom in your heart. And so here Proverbs chapter 6 is telling us very clearly. He says, love not sleep, because a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. See? If you do not control your sleep and you do not control your appetites, poverty shall knock on your door and it will be difficult to break away from it. Amen? And so we see here, as we go on further, it says here in chapter number 7, my son, keep thy ways and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments a leaf, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call unto understanding, thy kinswoman. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way of to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. What is the writer of Proverbs, in this case who's King Solomon, talking about? He's talking about women. When you go and get unstable women, you go and befriend these harlots, as it was, they'll bankrupt you. You understand? You will be broke. You'll be bankrupted because their aim is to siphon from your life and leave you totally empty, and like a, you know, an empty jug with nothing in it. And you know, you have nothing to offer because you would have been bankrupt by the prostitutes. See, women who are not stable, women whom you just meet online or whatever, they're expensive to maintain. You gotta buy them expensive stuff. You gotta get expensive dresses, expensive shoes. You gotta get, if they smoke, mind you, you gotta buy them smokes and then buy them beer or wine, whatever it is. Let me tell you what. Within 6 months, with an average pay, you'll be broke. So choose well a partner for your life. Don't choose somebody who's gonna let you end up in total poverty. Then when you are in total penury and poverty, they abandon you. You see what I'm saying? Throw you overboard. You are useless. But you see, we are much wiser than that because the Spirit of the Lord lives in us. We're not going to be, trapped by the schemes of a prostitute. We're not going to be trapped by the drive of our desires in the flesh trying to take us to the wrong waters. Waters means having sexual relationship with your partner. See, we are going to be wise. Things under scrutiny. Going around drinking and feasting all the time, spending money recklessly and spending it on women, you'll be broke and you'll end up in total poverty. It goes both ways. A woman always spending money on other people without control, without proper discernment, you will be poor and you'll be totally broke. See what I mean? But you see, the spirit of prosperity will never leave you. I have a spirit of prosperity. I feel it even whenever I'm moving around. You know, just my walking around, I pick money like crazy. You know, money. I pick money. I'm walking and here's $50 on the ground. I'm walking and here's $20. Just like that. Pick money all the time. Why? Because of the spirit and anointing for prosperity. So I challenge you, beloved one, wherever you are, stand your ground. Have proper ethical behaviors. Let the spirit of abundance and prosperity be your friend. Do not do the things that will bring you in total lack and penury, especially sleep and lack of activity. You're not active. You don't life. You don't plan for any business in your life. You don't foresee yourself being successful. You just go through a cycle of doing nothing. Let me tell you what, after a year, you'll be doing nothing. Second year, you'll be doing nothing. But if you can get it in the little bit and start doing something, God will multiply it and you're going to be start walking in total abundance. Amen. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Dallas, Texas, signing off and saying God bless you. We'll talk to you again and bye.